Do you remember caroling?
Oh, sure. I'm still caroling. Would you believe it? At my age, last every year we go caroling house to house for the church.
In Sheho?
In Sheho, every year. Shirley and her daughter and Karen and Danny and Lauren and I. And before, there was Sylvia Springnotic, but they moved now to Alberta. She used to come. Every year we go. Mm-hmm. And this year I thought for sure I won't go at my age already. I'm not going to go. I can't walk.
You walked or you went
well,
to the car?
Well, to get on the car and off and to walk to the house even. And yeah. It's hard for me to walk. I have to walk.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And Shirley says, no, Mom, but you have to come because you have to vinchuate because nobody will do it. You know.
What's vinchuate?
Well, after you're finished, Carolyn, you'd say, So it's a mouthful for somebody young to say that. But to me, it's nothing. I can say it.
So it's important too.
It's kind of a greeting, you know, a blessing.
So
Shirley says, Mom, you have to go. You have to say that, because she says nobody will say it. And I said, you learn.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. She says, I can't say that. I said, well, someday you'll have to if mm-hmm. you want to go caroling. But I enjoy going.
And
you know, like people look forward to you.
Mm-hmm,
they're waiting for you to come and carol, and yet, like we used to go long time ago. Yet when we just moved to town, there would be three parties going. There was a lot of people living in town. One party would go on that side of the road, and the other party would go this side of the road, and one party would go out in the country, you know, to the parishioners to carol.
Did you arrange in advance who would go where?
Before they used to, yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of. But now there's only, it's just the family, and nobody else wants to go. So we go and we make $2,000, and that's a big help to church.